我们一起同心祷告。阿爸天父，愿你在我们之内，在我们之中，并把我们众人联络的合适的圣灵，真理的灵，我主耶稣基督的灵，引导我们，把我们连于你，使我们看见你，被你自己所激励。祷告感谢祈求奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。今天我们大家又再聚在一起。
Today we have gathered again.
因为我们今天要举行堂议会。
Because today we have our annual general meeting.
我们这时候也是在耶稣基督复活的这个纪念日的两个星期。
And also, this is 2 weeks after Easter Sunday.
那么在传统教会里面，我们正在期待耶稣基督升天的纪念日。
And today, in the traditional church, we also waiting for the day of ascension.
这几件事情对我们作为教会是不能够少的事。
And these few things are very important in the Bible, in the church.
也因为这几件事，使到我们今天在地上，我们成为教会。
And it's because of these events that we become a church today.
而今天我们在一起，作为一个上帝的家，在一起作为一个教会。
And as we come together as a church, as a family.
在主耶稣基督复活升天这段期间之间
，In this period of Jesus' resurrection，
我们再一次能够透过希伯来书来学习一个很重要的事情。
We learn something important today from the book of Hebrews，
就是主耶稣永远是我们的帮助。
That Jesus is forever our help。
我们真的是在地上需要不断主的帮助，使我们成为他一个美好的子民。
We need God's help to become a good citizen on earth。
我每个人需要靠主的帮助，使我们能够成为他的好儿女。
It's through His help that we become a good child of God.
所以，让我们再一次被主自己的爱跟主自己的话来激励带领我们。
Let's be encouraged once again by God's word.
我们一起打开新约希伯来书第四章。
The book of Hebrews, chapter 4.
新约希伯来书第四章十四节
，Hebrews chapter four verse 14 to 16. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin.Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是上帝的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。因我们的大祭司，并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，唯要得怜悯蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。希伯来书的作者告诉我们，我们可以随时得帮助。
The writer of the book of Hebrews says that we can always receive help in our time of need.
我们今天的题目是耶稣永远是我们的帮助。
And our title today is that Jesus is forever our help.
我们敢不敢这么肯定说耶稣永远是我们的帮助
？Can we be so certain that Jesus is forever our help？
也许我们有一些人是这样想。
Some of us might think this way。
我没有天天祷告。
I do not pray every day。
我没有常常奉献。
I do not give offering。
我没有到每个星期到礼拜堂做礼拜。
I do not come to church every day, every Sunday。
我偶尔还会骂粗话。
And sometimes I use swear words。
心里面也会恨人。
And I hate。Some people，
我还有可能还有一些更严重的一些毛病。
I have some serious weaknesses，
或者是说有严重的这些所谓的罪行。
I have serious sins。
像我这样的人
，A person like me，
耶稣还会帮助我吗
？Will Jesus still help me？
大概不会吧。
Surely not。
因为我好像不配让他帮助我。
Because I'm not fit for him to help me。
各位弟兄姐妹，各位朋友
，Brothers and sisters。
这是很自然的人的一种宗教情感的一种的这个反应。
This is a common religious sentiment。
这样的一种是这样的一种的感觉跟你讲的想法也非常普遍。
Such thoughts are pretty common。
但是当我们来到耶稣面前的时候，我们要注意这件事。
But as we come before Jesus, we must be mindful of this.
在这里，事情的看法有点不一样的。
Here, there is something different.
不过有时候我们很担心，所以我们不敢这么讲。
Because sometimes when we are worried and we are fearful to say this.
尤其是牧师、长子或者是教会的领袖。
Especially as the leaders of the church.
因为我们所谓负责带领教会。
Because we are in charge of leading the church.
我们总是有其他的一些事情在牵挂着我们。
We may have still some things that worry us.
就是我们教会的表现。
Like the performance of the church.
我们教会是不是在教会众教会当中是不是有好表现，有好的这个名声，好长进。
Is the church doing well, having a good reputation among other churches?
我们是不是很成功的能够往到我们的一些既定的目标能够达到。
Are we successful in reaching certain mission?
有些时候在这些事情的考量之下
Sometimes when we consider such things
或者是因为在这个事情的这个压力之下
Or rather because of the pressure from such things
有一些跟真理很重要的信息我们不敢说
Some things that are very crucial to the gospel we do not dare say
就是耶稣永远帮助你
That Jesus is forever our help
不管你是怎么样的一个样子
No matter what kind of circumstances you are at
我们有时候不敢这么说
Sometimes we do not dare to say this
或者有时候因为我们强调我们教会应当那样应当如何然后我们往成功那一面去发展
Or rather sometimes we just say what the church should be and we march towards it for success
不知不觉我们给人一个印象好像我们不允许有失败有软弱有问题有缺陷
As if sometimes we do not allow for failure for flaws
可能属于这样的弟兄姐妹或者是朋友们就静悄悄的慢慢的从我们当中退缩出去
And therefore people with weaknesses with flaws they will start to retreat from us
各位
Brothers and sisters
我是很不愿意做这样的教会的牧师
I'm unwilling to become a pastor of such a church
教会不是一个成功的教会才是教会
The church is not because of success that we are become a church
教会不是因为没有问题才是教会
It's not because a church is without problems that we become a church
其实刚好相反
On the contrary
按照圣父圣子圣灵三位一体的真理的了解
According to the triune God
教会是罪人聚集的地方
The church is a gathering of sinners
教会是罪跟软弱被处理的地方
It's a place where sin and weaknesses are dealt with.
这个所谓处理是一种呢，让它有一个更新，有一个复原，有一个从头再来过的地方。
And in dealing with these flaws and sins, we let the person have a place to regenerate and grow, born again.
当然，我们希望说教会健壮。
Of course, we wish that the church is healthy.
我们希望说教会在好多的这个事情上都有好的这个表现，有好的成果。
We wish that in many areas of ministry we have good results.
这个是不需要去争论的。
This is undebatable.
问题是
，But however the problem is，
它不应该是教会唯一的一面。
It should not be the only facet in church.
教会永远是两个对立面呢的结合。
The church is always the bonding of two extremes.
一方面，它是要一个圣洁生活的表现。
On one hand, it is the manifestation of a holy life.
另外一方面，却是呢罪人能够在其中的一个地方。
On the other hand, it is the place where sinners can come.
那你说这两个对立怎么能够同时并存呢
？So these two paradoxical sides, how do they exist together?
是。这个困难也就在这边。
And indeed, the difficulty is here.
也因此就需要我们大家真的是去努力去把它这个活出来。
And therefore, we must all strive to lift out this thing.
但是我们要愿意这样去活，我们从哪里去得这样的一个目标，得这样一个肯定，得这样的一个方向
？And if we want to live in this way, how do we get this assurance, this direction?
我们怎么样去坚持，根据这个排斥？我们常常在周边耳朵许许多多的不同的声音。
How do we persevere in this, and how do we reject the other voices?
我发现到说，在金融风暴以前
，I find that before the financial crisis，
尤其是在80年代一直到现在
，from the 80s to now，
整个西方的这个企业的这个成功主导了一种的气氛，一种的氛围。
The
enterprise
enterprises in the West have given us such a paradigm.
透过在那个行在这个这个管理的这个公司管理的这一些的这个价值观跟那个运作方式，带动了一种的气氛。
The values from management, they have given us such an atmosphere.
而成功跟个人成就感呢，是我们今天乐于追求的。
That success and personal actualization is what we want to strive for.
这是一个很积极面。
This is a positive thing.
这是一个很好的一个面向。
This is a good sign.
不过我们知道生命跟人生的事情。
But we know that in life,
我们总是要面对失败，面对缺陷，面对不理想。
We must face failures. We must face flaws. We must face imperfections.
我们要问说，我们怎么样处理这个事
？We must ask how do we face these things.
当你生产力不够不好的时候，就请你另谋高就。
We sometimes say if your productivity is no good, please leave.
但是在教会。
But in church.
当你的生命表现不好的时候，我不能够说某某某，请你不要来洗莲堂。
You cannot say that, when you're not doing well, please leave Jubilee Church.
或者说你没有资格在教会里面。
Or we say that, you're not fit to be in church.
任何的教会如果像一位这样的人说这样的话，他就不是教会。
At any time, if the church says something like that to a person, it no longer ceases to becomes a church.
因为主耶稣基督所建的这个教会。
Because the church that Jesus has built up.
上帝透过耶稣圣灵在地上所开创的教会。
The church through the Holy Spirit have created.
是继续让罪人进来，并且在其中而被上帝更新不断的这个改变的一个教会。
It's a place where sinners can come to be continually renewed and regenerated.
而这样的一个情形，这样一个事情，根据在哪里
？And what is the foundation that we built this?
今天我们所念的这段圣经。
In the passage that we read today.
主耶稣基督复活，然后升天。
Jesus have resurrected and ascended.
升天之后做什么呢？
What does he do after he has ascended?
耶稣基督升天这件事情，圣经要告诉我们什么意义呢？
What does the Bible try to tell us about the ascension of Jesus?
它不在于点出，或者是在于这个表达它的那种神奇性。
It's not about how miraculous it is.
它是在告诉我们一个很重要的一个意义。
It's to tell us a very important significance.
耶稣升天竟然永远为我们做大祭司。
That Jesus is forever the high priest after he has ascended.
他不是只是在那这个三十三年或者是最后的那三年完成的工作，从此回这个天那么享清福。
It's not that he has finished his work after 3 years and now he's enjoying life after this.
在这里，希伯来书告诉我们一个很独特、很重要的一件事：耶稣竟然是升天之后回到父的右边，永远做我们的大祭司。
Hebrews tells us something very significant that after Jesus has ascended to the right hand of God, he is forever our high priest.
这件事情跟我们更是永不可分开。
And this is therefore inseparable from us.
耶稣为我们做大祭司。
That Jesus is the high priest for us.
我们知道大祭司在旧约是上帝设立的一个管道，让以色列百姓能够亲近他，能够朝见他。
We know that the high priest in the Old Testament is a channel for the people of God to be able to meet God.
上个星期我们已经看了这个一件事。
And last week we have seen this.
圣洁的上帝是一位要在人当中的上帝。
The holy God is a God that wants to be with people.
但是人这个生命的软弱，频频会出状况。
But because man is weak, they often fall into troubles.
所以圣洁的神在我们当中，因着我们常常出状况，我们还会犯罪。这个成为一个很大的一个矛盾。
But because the Holy God wants to be with us, but we often fall into sin, this becomes a problem.
而到头来还是神自己提供一个解决的方法。
And therefore God gives a solution to this.
使到人能够跟他恢复关系，可以修复关系，可以继续维持关系。
That God can restore and maintain this relationship with man.
而大祭司就在扮演了这样一个角色。
And therefore the high priest played this important role.
我们信了耶稣了。
We who believe in God.
耶稣对我们来说也不是只是上十字架就结束了。
Jesus is not somebody who just died on the cross.
我们接下来我们每一天要跟上帝同行。
We must continue to walk with Jesus.
正如以色列百姓被耶和华从埃及带出来，从此之后要跟他往应许地去。
Just as how the Jews who were being saved from Egypt, they continue must go with God.
主耶稣基督还没有被害以前，跟门徒说：“以后你要在我里面，我要在你里面。”
Before Jesus was being captured and persecuted, he said that I am with you and you are with me to the disciples.
信耶稣接下来在我们的这个一生人当中有一件非常重要的事。
Therefore, to believe in Jesus, there's something very important.
就是我们继续要跟上帝走在一起。
That we must always walking with God.
我们大家都知道。
But we know,
这条路我们有时候走得不好。
That this road is not easy.
我们不能够走好。
We cannot walk easily.
可能有时候在中间我们还会走歪。
Sometimes we walk astray.
也会走迷。
And we get lost.
你说怎么办？
Then what do we do?
有回头路吗？
Is there a way back?
有这个持续性的吗？
Can we persevere in this?
能够再更新吗？
Can we be renewed?
如果有的话，在哪里？
If we can, how do we do this?
一般上我们都很说，除非我们人重新有这样的一个表现，再回到上帝面前。
Normally we'll say that, oh, if unless we ourselves, we want to go back to this.
这当然很重要。
Of course, this is important.
但是在这里。神给我们一个更加宝贵的一个基础，更加宝贵的一个激励。
But God has given us an even more precious foundation and encouragement to us here.
尤其是我们在一个时候，对我们自己都不敢再存做任何希望的时候。
Even when we ourselves we no longer dare to hope in ourselves.
我们觉得我们实在是在上帝面前是在不像话，是在不配。
Sometimes when we feel we are not fit, to be before God.
也人也这样子看我们。
Because others also see us in this way.
我们从哪里找到那个希望，找到那个可能？
From where do we find the possibility of hope?
各位
brothers and sisters,
记得要抬起头来。
Do we must remember to stand up?
当我们抬起头来的时候，
and when we stand up,
我们想到有一位在天上做大祭司的耶稣。
We remember that there is a high priest who is Jesus sitting on the high throne.
作为大祭司。
As a high priest,
他永远使到我们跟上帝之间能够在联系上。
He will make sure that we are all forever to be able to reconcile with God.
使到我们每一次能够再重新再站起来。
Therefore, we can stand up once again.
这里
，here，
就是因为上帝这位圣洁的上帝的圣洁再一次激励我们。
It's because of the holiness of God that we are encouraged once again.
我们往往把圣洁讲成一种呢，就是使到人感觉到被拒于这个千里之外，一种被排斥的这种感觉。
Every time when we think about holiness, we think of something that is very, very far away from us.
但是当我们重新从旧约圣经全面的来看的时候
，But when we look at the New Testament once again,
圣洁的上帝有一个积极面。
There's a positive and active side of the God's holiness.
就因为他是圣洁的上帝
，because he is holy，
他不愿意，他也不忍心让罪一直在那里呢泛滥。
He is unwilling that the sins continue to fester.
他不愿意这个混乱无序造就是这样子在那里运作。
He is unwilling that chaos become dominant.
他要重新确定一切。
He wants to make things in order once again.
正如《创世纪》第一章这样子呢，使到呢一切在井然有序，并且呢生养众多。
As we see in Genesis chapter 1, where he make things in order and they may be able to multiply.
在以赛亚书，上帝说这样的事情在我的子民身上重新出现的时候，人就知道我的名为圣。
And in Isaiah it says that when such things happens once again, people will know that I am holy.
而其实利未记也是。
And it's same in Leviticus.
在那个背后，这个圣洁的主呢，其实是一种积极面。
We see that the Holy God is very active.
他的圣洁要使到人肯克服罪。
And His holiness ensures that we overcome sin.
他的圣洁要使到人呢，克服死跟摆脱这个死。
His holiness ensures that we break away from death.
而这一切，如今耶稣基督完成了。
And all this has been accomplished through Jesus Christ.
我们再来温习那几节。希伯来书里面很动人、很重要的这个经文。
Let us revise the very few, very moving verses in Hebrews.
就在这个第二章的第十四节。
In chapter 2, verse 14.
他说：“儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权，就是魔鬼。”
Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil.
17节，所以他凡事该与他的弟兄相同，唯要在神的事上成为慈悲忠信的大祭司，为百姓的罪献上挽回祭。他自己既然被试探而受苦，就能搭救被试探的人。
Verse 17, for this reason he is had to be made like his brothers in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people.
希伯来书最独特跟宝贵的也就是那个第一章。
So the most precious part of Hebrews is in chapter 1.
但是这一段经文也是我们感到最困难的。
But this is also the most difficult part of
Hebrews. 因为他讲到耶稣基督本身是谁。
Because it says clearly what is the identity of Jesus.
他是创造的主。
He is the creator God.
他是救赎的主。
He is the redeemer God.
他是尊贵圣洁的。
And he is holy and precious.
他是荣耀的。
He is glorious.
我这样的一位呢，却又跟我们是那么的靠近。
But yet such a person is so close to us.
甚至他还取了我们的这一个肉身。
And he, that he become human.
就因为这样子。
And becauseOf this,
我们的那个把握说我们能够到上帝面前。
Therefore we have this assurance that we can come before God.
不在于我们的表现，不是因为我配得到上帝面前。
It's not because we are fit to do so, not because we can do it.
是因为上帝自己本身预备的意味，使到我们肯定可以到他面前的。
But because God has prepared such a person that we can surely come before God.
是的，圣洁的上帝是不能够接纳也不允许罪在他的面前。
Indeed, the holy God is unable to allow sin to come before him.
但是也正是这个尊贵圣洁的上帝的爱子为我们担罪。
But it's the same precious holy God who, Son who has bared this sin for us.
所以虽然这是两个矛盾，两个对立面。
So even though this is two opposing paradox,
但是能够在耶稣这样的一个生命同时存在。
But in the life of Jesus, both now exist.
而且那个圣洁克服了那个败坏。
And the sin has the holiness have overpowered the corruptness.
是耶稣基督这样子呢，使我们肯定我们一定可以到上帝面前。
And because Jesus is like this, we can be assured that we can come before God.
也是耶稣因为是这样一位耶稣，使我们知道耶稣永远成为我们的帮助。
And because Jesus is Jesus, we know that He is forever our help.
各位弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们希望教会有美好正面成就的那一面。
We wish that for the church we have this good and successful side.
我们为这一切我们感恩。
For this we give thanks to God.
但是另一方面
On the other hand,
教会永远要包容，要承担，要允许软弱败坏不理想。
The church must be able to bear to accept imperfection and weaknesses.
当我们这样讲的时候
，When we say this,
不是说我们就纵容自己
，It's not that we condone such actions,
或者是放弃随便在上帝的面前
，and or that we give up ourselves.
希伯来书的作者也是在处理这个问题。
The book of the writer of Hebrews is dealing with this.
让我们真的是改变一种想法。
Therefore, we must change our thoughts.
让我们改变这种逻辑
and change this logic.
不是因为我好，所以我配得到上帝面前。
It's not because I'm good enough, therefore I can come before God.
那么这样的话，是不是说我怎么样都无所谓了
？Or is it all said then? It doesn't matter.
不是。
No.
圣经是怎么说的
？What does the Bible say?
是因为有一位尊贵圣洁的上帝。
It's because there is this glorious and holy God.
这样的一个尊贵圣洁的生命
This good and glorious life,
它会给我们带来胜过罪，带来胜过死亡。
He'll bring us what we can do to overcome sin and death.
那一种的败坏消极面呢，都能够因着它的圣洁，它的尊贵呢，给我们一种的力量跟这个一种的激励去克服。
So all this corruptness can be overcome because of the holiness of God.
就因为这样
So because of this,
也只因为这样
And only because of this,
只有在上帝这里
In God,
这个尊贵跟圣洁永远是积极跟正面的。
This glorious and holy God is always on the positive side.
而且它是那一种创造性、开创性的。
And therefore is full of createdness.
所以我们要追求，所以我们要靠近它。
And therefore we must pursue and to be near God.
而因着来到他面前，靠着他。
And when we come before God and because of Him,
使我们去面对我们的那个消极面,
we can deal with all our failings.
事情是这样子说的,
and this is how we will describe the whole thing.
耶稣作为大祭司再一次肯定这样的一个事实。
Jesus as the great high priest confirms this.
神没有放弃,
that God has not given us up.
神还是每一天不断地在我们当中要这样带领我们。
And God is always leading us in, amongst us.
这个不断的更新在更新。
And this renewal continues.
不断的开创在开创。
And, to create new things.
失败再来过。
And what, when we fail, we come back again.
上帝没有放弃。
God does not give up.
上帝还没有在我们的这个生命当中给我们那个休止符。
And, he has not, stopped in this in our life.
因为他设立耶稣基督做永远的大祭司，就告诉我们这是永远的。
By instating Jesus as the high priest, he tells us that this is forever.
我们这个得帮助、得安慰、得怜悯，做随时的帮助。
We can forever come before God and, to receive help.
我们没有理由放弃。
And therefore, we do not give up ourselves.
我们不放弃，并不是什么原因。
And not because of any other reason.
是因为上帝没有放弃。
Because God has not given up.
谁敢讲说上帝已经放弃了某一个人？
Who dares to say God has given up on anyone?
耶稣基督永远做我们的大祭司。
Jesus is forever our high priest.
所以当我们看到这样的一个积极面，看到上帝这样子对我们的不弃，
Therefore when we see the positive side of this and how God has not given us up,
虽然那个尊贵圣洁荣耀，
Even though this glorious and holy God,
我们深深感到不配,
we feel that we are not, fit for this.
但是刚好相反,
but on the contrary,
我们反而要一直不断地向着这一个, 而且要向着这个方向追求。
What we must do is we must forever to pursue in this direction towards God.
因为这里的尊贵荣耀是一种开创性，是一种积极性的。
Because this glorious God is, full of creativity.
它不是排斥性,
and it does not, reject us.
它要跟我们分享。
He wants to share this with us.
他要使我们能够进入当中。
And therefore we can be in the midst of it.
他要使到我们生命来跟这样的一个事情来挂钩。
And our lives is interrelated with this.
也因为这样子。
And because of this,
尊贵圣洁的上帝,
the glorious God,
竟然成为肉身，你跟我的肉身,
has become a man amongst us.
这里已经神告诉我们，他参与，他承担，他接纳我们这里了。
And here God is telling us he is willing to bear this with us.
而这样的事情没有停在十字架。
And this does not stop at the cross.
继续复活升天，
and after a resurrection and ascension,
永远立定在天，
is always stated in,
我们今天作为整个教会到主的面前，
as the church as we come before God,
我们回顾去过去的一年，
and we, as we think about the past year,
我们有很多感恩的，
we have many things to thank,
有很多我们有成功的，
there are success that we have,
我们也有很多我们软弱做不到失败的，
there are many areas we are, because of our weakness we have failed,
我们的希望在哪里？
Where is our hope then?
还是在主耶稣基督。
It's still in Jesus.
还是在这样一位三位一体的上帝。
It's in the triune God.
我们知道他要在地上的教会。
We know that the church that he has instated.
来完成他自己的这个旨意。
Will complete his, will.
我们竟然能够有份。
And therefore we can be a part of this.
让我们以感恩的心。让我们以兴奋的心。
Heart of thanksgiving and with, excitement.
对，让我们以信心。
With, faith.
说主耶稣永远会是我们的帮助。
We say that Jesus is forever our help.
愿主祝福我们。
May God, bless us.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们真是原本是将亡的亚兰人，也是那死在败坏过犯之中的人。当我们还做罪人的时候，是你的爱子愿意为我们牺牲，使到我们能够更新，被更新，更知道永远有你这样一位主要做我们的帮助，我们的引导。天父，求你使我们在我们每一天的日子当中，当我们感到气馁，我们感到消沉、内疚、失败，求你自己成为我们心中的力量，也成为我们的激励，成为我们的引导，也成为我们追求向往的那个目标跟方向。感谢天父，你向我们证明败坏、死亡、罪你都胜过了。这位在你的右边永远为我们祈求代祷的大祭司真是能够帮助我们的。我们要再一次仰望作为教会，他是我们的主，他更要充满我们。我们向你感谢。 求你在我们身上真是自由运行，直到你自己美善的旨意成就为止。我们将祷告感谢奉耶稣基督的名。